ABC Radio Australia.
The search has begun at Cricket Vanuatu for a new high-performance manager after the former Ireland international player, Jeremy Bray, resigned 11 months into his three-year contract for personal and pandemic reasons. But while Bray may not have been in the country for long, he certainly has left his mark, not least with his decision to create combined male and female training sessions for the leading players. It's an innovation that Cricket Vanuatu is keen to build on. So as Richard Hewitt reports, whoever takes up the reins will need to be prepared for the challenge.
It was a short but sweet relationship, and Cricket Vanuatu's chief executive Tim Cutler says Jeremy Bray's influence on the country's best male and female players has been profound.
The beauty of Vanuatu, you've got all this untapped natural talent, but on the flip side, a lot of this talent has not necessarily been coached in the basics that you may see in a larger system. So there's also teaching some basics throughout that squad that maybe they just haven't picked up over the years. And the way he was able to work with every single player, I could see the look on their faces when I said that he was not going to continue in the role. There was a definite glum look on most faces.
However, that disappointment might be offset by Jeremy Bray's legacy, which Tim Cutler says includes mixed training sessions, which have proved highly popular with the players.
He said, well, rather than me spreading myself too thin across both squads and trying to be everything to everyone, why don't we integrate the women into the men's squad? So, but it was one of those sort of light bulb moments. It's like, oh, geez, why didn't we think of this before? So four professional women's players integrated in, and we're training full-time all the time with the men's, and they've seen great improvements.
The women's national captain, Selena Solomon, admits she took a little bit of convincing at first.
At the start, I was like, oh, no, I don't even know. I think he's just trying to punish us. But then I came to realize that he was just trying to push us to get us better. It was really, really intense training, very good training. I think a lot of people saw the difference. You get to see the game from both sides. The boys were strong, but I think they pushed us. They always encouraged us to do our best. So I think it's a really good idea for the men and women to train together.
Training with the men meant Solomon and her teammates found themselves batting against the fastest of the male bowlers. The captain doesn't deny she was a little scared at first, but it wasn't long before she came to relish the challenge.
I think I missed half of the ball, but then when I started hitting the ball, I was just looking forward. I was like, okay, bring it on. You know, I wanted to try more. It was good. I was nervous, but then I got a hold of it. It was scary, but exciting at the same time.
There was always a rule that one of the women players had to open the batting and or one had to open the bowling to make sure that they were getting most out of it. I think it really brought a new element for the boys. There was an element of scared getting out, but also this different pace on the ball and different strategies. But also from the women's point of view, facing balls that were being bowled to them faster than they had before sort of brought them up to a new level. So no, they were very much part of it. And I think it goes to the culture of the Vanuatu people. There was a real sort of no-fear approach to this.
So could the mixed training format be replicated elsewhere? Tim Cutler thinks it could, even to the extent of some formally organised mixed matches.
These players are all friends and all family and all get on really well. The integration was amazing. So I think you'd have to work through all of that, but I'd be absolutely recommending it. It is great to see that nobody really raises an eyebrow. You say it to someone, they go, oh yeah, that makes sense to them, and everybody gets on with it. So looking at something more formal, there's a kernel there, definitely, that something could be worked with in the future.
The mixed training will certainly put Selena Solomon in good stead after she was called up yet again to take part in the Fairbreak Invitational event, which this year is being hosted by Dubai. The privately funded tournament brings together players from around the world to compete and also to advocate for gender equality.
For me, I never thought I could play in the same team with, you know, Alex Blackwell and Australian, New Zealand players growing up, watching them, and we really have a small chance of making World Cup, and playing with those people was, you know, it was just a dream. But for me, like, Fairbreak has given me that chance to actually play and be part of a game with them.
But despite being a Fairbreak regular and having been voted a player of the match in the past, Solomon is still a little in awe of the company in which she finds herself.
Honestly, I have to say, I'm still nervous knowing that we're going to be bigger and better. Most of the coaches always tell me, my coaches said, you train hard, you play hard, and just give it all, because I know that I'm not only representing myself, I'm representing everyone back here. So I'm just going to go there, give it all, and do my best.
Meanwhile, the search for a new high-performance director goes on, and Tim Cutler is expecting no shortage of applications, with inquiries already coming in from England and India, for example. But whoever gets the nod from Cricket Vanuatu will have to be someone who is prepared to follow Jeremy Bray's lead and go with the program.
There absolutely will be an element of that. And by no means would I want to go through a process of telling an applicant what to do. I think it will be somewhere in the middle of talking about the things that have worked well and being really open about the challenges that comes with moving to and living in Vanuatu and how they can probably best build from whatever's been done before. It's a matter of looking at these things the best way possible. It's how we build on what's been done. If there's ways to adapt even further than what has occurred, it's going to be a real positive process where we're in a good place.
Cricket Vanuatu's Chief Executive Tim Cutler, ending that report from Richard Hewitt.